I like putting this song on when I'm coming on the highway, like getting on the on-ramp. Like especially like a really long one. Because then it kind of builds a little bit. And then like I used to drive a stick shift, so you get to fifth gear by about right about here. Yeah. Back when people had stick shifts. Welcome back, everybody. This is... Wow, I'm reminiscing, my goodness. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian, that's Luke over there. Luke is in Madison, that's WTTN 1580 AM as well as 92.7 FM. Checking me out in Waukesha on WAUK 540 AM as well as 101 FM, The Shaw. You're listening to us on the stream at Devil Radio, the Devil Radio app. And you can choose which side of the state you want to listen to. And you can give us a call, 844-967-2789. We'll be getting to your calls right now on 844-96-PARTY. Luke, you wanna cue them up, get them all ready to rock?
Yeah, up first this afternoon, we got our John in Watertown calling in. So, John, what's on your mind today?
Yes, thanks for taking my call, Luke and Brian. Brian, I got to give you credit. I love your voice characterizations.
Thanks, man. I spent many time alone in a when I was in junior high.
You're like the Mel Blanc of progressive radio.
Oh my goodness! What I would have given to just sit and watch Mel Blanc in a booth. Just my goodness.
Yeah, he. I know he got a start on radio with Jack Benny, but that was a long time ago. The question that I have is regarding the Supreme Court. I noticed, now there's only 9 members on the Supreme Court. That's not a whole lot. And for them to have, to be on the court for life, I think with 13 circuits in our country, shouldn't we have 13 people on the Supreme Court?
You would think that might be, especially in a representative democracy.
Well, if you wanted to follow precedents as well, John, that would be something that would be in line with what the court had historically done, because I believe the last time in the end of the 1800s when the court expanded to 9 justices, it was because there were 9 circuit courts. We've added 4 more since then, and so it could be due time for us to add 4 more justices to account for that.
Now, I'm a person of the mind. I'm of the mind that, and Kristen was talking about this in the show earlier, I'm of the mind that maybe one-term limits are good for justices, especially since, society is growing at an exponential rate. Changes yeah. in things are happening very quickly. I also want to get rid of the president nominating justices, because at this point it's just a token.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like the president, whoever's running for president, is really, I'm going to nominate this one judge I've been following for a really... No, most of the time they're handed a piece of paper, and then they meet with like 2 or 3 of them, and they go, okay, this is the person I can get behind or talk to. Okay, great. But by the end of the day, it's really the courts that end up nominating these people anyway, or at least like the legal folks end up vetting them in the first place. So my point is why don't you have the 13 courts, and those 13 send their own person to serve for X amount of years, and then they rotate, or whatever. My point is that somehow to keep it fresh, somehow to keep it consistent, but also representative.
Exactly, and in Wisconsin we have 10-year term limits. That's and we vote for our justices. It just seems to me that would be a more democratic way of doing it.
Well, we did run into a few problems when we have. In the way that we do things with our justices.
I would say Wisconsin is an outlier when it comes to electing judges, though. That is kind of I believe there's only a handful of states out there, John, that elect their justices or judges in general. And so it's definitely not the standard that we have here in Wisconsin, but I believe at least having a conversation of being able to make the judiciary more effective and more representative of the country would be an excellent place to start. But unfortunately, there's just in that regard, Republicans are very conservative right now because they have a 6-3 majority of conservative justices. They don't want to make any changes or judiciary reforms because the way that they see it, they're winning in that regard. They've stacked the courts. They stole a seat, and they're totally fine with playing the game with the rules that are currently in place. And
yeah, it's helped them.
Yeah, it's helped them, and it's allowed them to be able to do a lot of the. The Republicans are rejoicing over the decisions recently from the Supreme Court. They're not upset. Even Republicans that we are putting up on a little bit of a pedestal right now, like Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, like I would assume that both of those individuals are pretty happy with the decisions that came out of the Supreme Court. They're upset with Trump and they want to hold Trump accountable, and we lout them for that, but they're still Republicans at the end of the day, and the decisions coming out of this super conservative, ultra political Supreme Court, they're not decrying them like I believe you may and I am, John.
Yeah, exactly. And for them to hold who was it that passed away?
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
That one just. No. Before that was that guy. That conservative.
Scalia.
Scalia. Yeah, for them to hold his seat, open for a year and then put Gorsuch on there, when Merrick Garland should be on there, then we'd have it would be 5-4. It would be this one justice makes a big difference.
Or at least if you even said that they play by their own rules that they set, and you don't appoint a Supreme Court justice in the midst of an election year, then Amy Coney Barrett wouldn't be there.
A month or two before the election, and then they go a year. Yeah, it's
weeks. We're not even talking a month or two before the election, that one, John. It was weeks before that election, but we appreciate your call. You can be like John. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. But, Brian, they play by one set of rules, and then it's the set of rules.
And it's an ever-changing set of rules.
Right, and it's the set of rules that they deem are okay to play by on that given day. That's what it is, and that's one of those things where you see the gun violence that is continuing across this country, but then finding out that the state cannot regulate. The Supreme Court case earlier at the end of last month that came out saying that New York State cannot regulate the Second Amendment with having concealed carry permits, but they're going to say that every single woman is regulated and doesn't have the autonomy over her body. It's a very contradictory Supreme Court that we have
I find it interesting that we're now going to have to look at the Earp brothers as the wrong side of history at the OK Corral. It was the Cowboys that were in the right, and the Earp brothers were in the wrong, according to the Supreme Court, going and disarming the Cowboys at the OK Corral. So we're going to have to rewrite history now again.
That's what they're doing. That's what they're trying to do.
But
we'll talk a little bit about rewriting history and, some comments about a dug up video a little bit, Brian, that I found shocking, that I was like, why is this being talked about right now? Like you said, when you got nothing to talk about, you got to go find something to complain about. But up next, we got our friend Dick in Madison calling in. Dick, what's on your mind this afternoon?
There's something I want Republican or Democrats to spare me after this last gun incident. I don't want to hear this. We're better than this.
No, we're not.
We're not better than this on a number of things. Women's reproductive rights, voting rights. We're not anywhere near right on race relations. So I don't want to hear that BS about, it just makes me sick to hear, we're better than this. No, this is who we are.
Yeah.
And the thing that scares me most is, now they're saying go out and vote. I understand all that. I do. But I'm also a little bit leery when, about 25 or 26 states have skewed things so that if they don't like the results, they'll change them?
Yep.
Yeah. This is getting a little scary, in my opinion.
And the problem is that even no matter what, you still have to go out and vote to make sure that it works in the first place. I totally get that, man. And you are 100%, this is exactly who we are. And I always want to say, whenever there's a shooter, they always say, a mental illness or something like that, as if to go and shun them from who we are. This person was a product of our society. This person, whether mental illness or not, is a product of our society. This is one of us. One of us did this.
And another thing, nobody in the media is much touching this yet. the last guy, I don't even like to refer to him as the last president. There's stuff out there of him draped in a Trump flag.
Oh, yeah.
And all the rest of it. And you can't tell me, and I'm sick of hearing that, too, that, well, he didn't incite any of this. Baloney to that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good, yeah. There's good and bad on both sides, right, guys?
Oh, just on both sides. Just the same amount
just
of
on both sides.
Sure.
That's going to trigger me, Dick. Oh, my. Just that regard. Both sides. Yeah, I can't believe that is some of the talking points.
It's about as smart as saying, I'm going to shoot you, and then you get to shoot me back.
It's not.
No, we get equal time shooting.
Heads I win, tails you lose.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, we always win when we go to Mark from the Sack. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, doing okay. And let's remember, and not to forget that Anthony Kennedy left in one heck of a hurry over some probably being blackmailed by Donald Trump because his son got caught with his hand in the cookie jar probably over with Deutsche Bank. So for some reason, Anthony Kennedy resigned.
By the way, who did pay off Kavanaugh's debts again?
Yeah, and that's another thing. Who paid off, Kavanaugh's debt? And you know, that the founders gave warnings about our magistrates, that enriching themselves. And they're worried about judges, because Hamilton referred to that in some of his Federalist Papers, enriching themselves from office, that you can buy off a judge. I mean, we should know who paid off, Kavanaugh's debt. I mean, that should be public record there. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And now the courts say, well, the legislatures can overturn elections if they want to. It's in the hands of the legislatures. Well, what about the state constitutions? Aren't our states supposed to, in Wisconsin, they ignored the Constitution when it came to, setting up the districts. I mean, because the districts are supposed to be compact and contiguous. And they don't meet that standard. I mean, why the heck they, the Supreme Court says, well, we stick to the Constitution except when it comes to that. I mean, that at least be completely contiguous, but they have little islands, picked out that they've, street by street, the Republicans have analyzed these things and say, how much do Democrats now have to win an election by to actually take the election? Because Gableman is not satisfied. And why that man's fat ass is not squatting in jail for contempt of court is beyond me, because if you or I got up and said what Bumble said in Oliver Twist, the law is an ass, that is basically what he said, and he's not in jail.
He's being fined for contempt, and who gets to pick up the price on that one, Mark? You and I, Wisconsin taxpayers, because I'm pretty sure all the fines that Gableman is going to incur for contempt of court or any other legal means that he needs to cover the cost, it's coming back to Wisconsin taxpayers. He's already exceeded more than $1 million. He's been on the clock for more than a year. July 1st, last Friday, marked 1 year that Gableman's been doing what he's doing, and we're going to dive a little deeper into that in future shows, sharing a little bit more about the numbers coming in from that investigation, quote-unquote. Ah, use the I word. I got to go put a dollar in the eye jar, Brian. But his work over the last year has turned up nothing that wasn't already known. Wisconsin taxpayers are paying $1 million, more than $1 million, to allow that to go on, and they just don't care. Republicans don't care. They have they don't care.
Dude, I had planned on playing If I Had $1 Million by Bare Naked Ladies for the Gableman talk, but
I ruined it. I'm so sorry.
No, I just don't like that song. So it just got worn out on me for a while. Like, people were always like playing it. Okay, yeah, I get it. You think it's so funny and all the different Kraft macaroni and cheese and fantasy ketchups. What a funny time when that was the worst thing that annoyed me. But now I have to realize that people are getting paid by the state to go and ruin the state.
The integrity of our elections, and that's one of the worst parts about the Supreme Court decisions. They're saying, hey, send it back to the states. And in Wisconsin, we've got a gerrymandered state where you got very little representative government. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents. One more segment left in the day. 844-967-2789.